Here we are.
Hello.
We're back.
Who's back?
Who's back, you may ask? Well, a little radio show called From Venus is back.
Oh my God.
This gorgeous day.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
I have a lovely view of Papa John's from over here.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. Father John's.
Papa John Misty.
Mm-hmm. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, to our four listeners, we're going to be playing a whole hour and a half of punk.
For the most part.
We have some punk. We have some surf rock on there.
Got some angry sounding.
Exactly.
Things, you know?
Yes.
Great songs to add to your workout playlist.
For sure. So we're going to punch all the drywall in here today.
As we do every week.
We're going to be moshing in here all hour. So without any further ado, let's get into it. The first song I have is a well-known one. We haven't played it on air, though, which is crazy.
No, we haven't.
We've played other Joan Jett songs before, but this one obviously is like...
And I don't know, like,
this is the big one.
How we possibly have not, but you know what?
But here we are. We're doing it now.
Into it.
We're doing it now. So we're going to be starting off with Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Here we go. This is classic for us.
I forgot to check this last time.
That's fine.
I usually check it before we
Ladies
start.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to restart the computer.
Hey, while we're waiting, Ezra happened over the weekend, obviously, St. Paddy's Day.
Are we going to get into this?
Well, I just wanted to read the... somebody on Reddit was updating, like, the police scanner updates.
Of, like, what was going on?
Yeah, and it's so funny.
Stop.
And I was not there, but I was at home safely reading these updates.
Of course.
Hold on, let me turn on my data, and then I'm going to get it. But it's so good.
It was nuts. I saw pictures of it. I stayed away from Ezra this St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I saw pictures of it, and it looked like
insane.
My worst fear.
Yeah, I know. It's a nightmare. Every person that I know, that like all my roommates that went and stuff, they were all telling me like it wasn't fun. Like for the past 2 years we've been, and it was okay. It was crowded. But apparently this time it was like shoulder to shoulder. You can't move.
You couldn't. Like,
that's not fun, dude. I don't understand.
I don't comprehend. All right, I'm trying to find this.
Okay, that's better.
Hello, where did this go, buddy? Oh, here we go.
This computer's taking so long. We are very behind.
So
let
me read you some of the highlights.
For sure.
So shout out to Touch 'Em All Joe on Reddit for providing this.
Thank you,
all
man.
All credit to you, buddy. So at 11:24 a.m., the street was closed. And I'm surprised it was closed that late. Surprised he didn't close it earlier.
No, I actually agree with that one.
11:46 a.m. Not a substantial amount of open alcohol, but cannabis is quite prevalent.
Nice.
Hey, I'm safer,
actually,
you know?
You know what? First of all, legal.
Yeah, legal,
but like,
safer.
But you can't smoke it on the street unless it's your own private property. You're not allowed to smoke it on an actual...
Yeah, you are.
No way you're not.
Yes, you are.
Isn't that like a...
No, you can't. It's the same laws that... Like, with cigarette smoking. You just can't do it within a certain distance, like a public building, like a restaurant or something.
But wouldn't a public building be a residence?
The street is far enough away from the residence.
It's just right on the road they were doing
it. Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't go into that much detail.
Go off.
This computer's taking so long right now.
Stephanie, what are we going to do?
At 12:18 p.m., a jovial crowd at McDonald's. Obviously.
Sorry, what does that even mean?
12:31 p.m., first ambulance needed for a passed-out revealer on... Passed-out... reveal. I don't know what that means. On Ezra. I guess somebody who's there. I don't know why it says revealer. Other passed-out folks elsewhere in the city needing attention.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is actually very much taking a long time.
I
don't know what to do with this now.
Just give it a moment. The attendance also peaked at 12:45 this year compared to... 2 o'clock last year. So there were...
People came early.
It was a peak level, like, way more people than last year, 2 hours earlier.
That's pretty insane.
Bricker ended up getting close to traffic because cars were narrowly missing people.
That's so terrible.
12:57, officer experiencing head injury. I want to know the context of that.
My roommate Adam was telling... Was it Adam? No, was it Ryan or... It might have been Ryan or Evan saying that people are throwing rocks and bottles into
the crowd.
Oh,
that's also on here. No, I said that.
You said that.
Because I sent this to you.
Yeah. But then maybe that was it.
Yeah. 1:34 p.m., kids ripping down trees. How?
First of all, how and why?
How and why? Do you not care about your planet? Oh, have you seen the lawns?
I didn't even.
They're so bad.
I didn't even want to look.
At 1:36 p.m., a male with a broken ankle being carried by his friends. It's taken more than 20 minutes with a police escort, and they still can't reach an ambulance. 1:46, unconscious female fell and hit her head. EMS can't get through with a vehicle.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this computer's actually freaking me out right now.
It's okay, just...
It's been way too long, though.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I love technology.
Let's get the lady
next
door. Yeah,
1:47, people in the crowd throwing rocks and bottles at Ezra.
Okay, I'm going to be right back. I'm just going to get...
Do you want to hit the button on the...
What? The bot. I haven't used a PC in so long.
Boy.
I forgot this happened. I just don't know which one it...
The power button.
The one right here?
Yeah.
Do you have to hold it down?
Possibly.
Oh, no. We're going to mess up the whole system.
Hey, tech support?
I don't know if that did anything.
What if you hit the blue button on the computer?
That's just the monitor.
Is that not a button?
Oh man, my friend Julia is listening right now.
Hi,
girl,
Julia.
We've been having computer problems for the past 5 minutes. Sorry, dude. So do our three listeners. Okay, I'm gonna go grab.
2:48 p.m. Lots of public urination.
You know what? Keep the audience going. I'm just gonna grab the lady next door.
All right. 28 people taken to hospital. Oh, I read that wrong. Sorry, I can't read. 18 people taken to hospital at 3:10 p.m. 3:27, police now being instructed to engage more with crowd, dump all open alcohol, be more forceful.
Help is on the way.
We got our help. I love technology.
You guys are still yearning, by the way. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. We're just chatting at this point. We tried, like, pressing that button on the bottom, but it didn't really do anything. Do you want to go off air?
Yeah, do you guys we can mute the microphones. Sure.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Okay, we're back.
And we're back.
Hopefully this time.
We did not hold the button for long enough.
Oh, my goodness. Can't believe that happened. But I also can.
Yeah, no, I definitely can. Technology is not my friend.
No.
Like, I was trying to do stuff at work today, and it, like, involves iPods and, like, scanning things.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I scan something, it took 10 minutes to load, and it kept, like, shutting down, and it was... The most frustrating thing ever.
That's not good.
I am an 80-year-old woman who has no patience for technology. Do your job or get out of here.
Exactly.
You
so,
know,
shall we get into it?
We shall get into it.
How? We're almost 10 minutes late. Sorry,
Here's
guys.
A Bad Reputation by Joan Jett.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, baby.
And the Blackhearts. Can't forget them.
What a good one.
That was a very good one.
Dude.
Ugh. I always think of Freaks and Geeks when I hear that.
Yeah,
that's all
Freaks
I think about
Geeks,
now.
Dude. That's such a good show.
It's just only associated with that now.
Yeah, the intro.
That got removed from Netflix, didn't it?
No, they
Probably.
Didn't.
Probably. I'm just assuming that it did because everything good gets taken from us.
And they keep Friends. Why, dude?
I don't know, man.
Like, I understand. Like, we've all seen it. But we've all seen it at this point. It's like, why keep it on there when you know the world's seen
know,
it?
I don't know, man. Queer Eye Season 3 just came out, though.
I am on the last
and
episode.
And I really... Oh, I hate
binged
you.
It.
I haven't had any time.
Oh, I've binged it.
And because,
it.
You know, I just started Game of Thrones, too. So I'm like, do I do that tonight? Or
oh,
do
dude.
I...
The first...
Know?
I'd say, like, the first... 3 or 4 episodes, I was crying.
I heard it's, like, their best season.
This is, like, very good.
Yeah?
Like, it made me cry a lot.
Phil DeFranco, my lord and savior, said that it's their best season. So.
Oh, my God, he watches it?
Oh, yeah, that's where I first heard about it, actually.
What a king.
Yeah, he was talking about, like, the original, and that's where I first heard about it.
I first heard
Love
about
him.
It from you and Neela.
Good.
You were
I'm so proud that's my legacy.
You guys are the ones that told
oh,
me about
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, we showed you the... I do remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe I'll lose some sleep and do that tonight. Get my work
done
and lose some sleep.
It's worth it.
I've been working at 7:30 a.m. the last 2 days, but hey.
You know what? Cash money, baby.
Anything for them.
That's what
I've
you
just been
do.
Seeing all the like screenshots of like it on Twitter,
oh,
and I feel
yeah,
so
yeah.
excluded because usually I'm the ones who are like there for that, and I'm like, yeah, I get this, and I don't, and I.
It's
oh,
all right, man.
I'm gonna watch it tonight. Okay.
Exactly.
You
yeah,
convinced
catch up.
Me.
Done.
You
45 minutes an episode. Just down a coffee, you'll be done.
Oh boy. Okay.
You can do it.
But, like, do I binge Game of Thrones? No, that'll wait.
That's okay. Each episode's what, an hour?
Queer Eye very much goes for, like, everyone talks about it when it first comes out.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to...
Do it now.
Yeah.
People have been talking about Game of Thrones for years.
Yeah,
so
literally.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'll survive, I think,
you're
if
okay.
I wait a little.
Exactly.
Wait next, oh, but I have the Hulu, the Crave Free Trial.
Pardon?
No, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
I have a free trial to watch it.
Well, I
but
mean,
I'll just use, like, my parents' email after
I was gonna
something.
Say,
and then I'll use
your email.
No, you probably want it. You want to keep your email, don't you?
Maybe.
I'll use my school email. You know what? It's fine. I'll figure it out.
There you go.
Anyway, what are we listening to next?
We're going to be listening to A Little Wicked by Valerie Broussard.
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure how to pronounce that last name, but you probably have a better chance at guessing than I do, so...
Thank you so much. Shall we get into it?
As Phil DeFranco would say, let's just jump right into it.
All
right,
here we go. A Little Wicked. That's what he calls me, 'cause that's what I am. That's what I
am. No one calls you honey. Doesn't that make you feel powerful?
Whoa. First of all, that vehicle.
Man,
excuse
buddy.
Me. Don't you know that we have a radio show going on here?
Buddy.
Excuse me.
Settle down.
No, that was intense.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Doesn't that make you feel powerful?
It really does.
Like you could like summon anything?
Is that like your big energy? It's like summoning. The more I can summon, the more energetic I feel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's it.
You're just like... Can't you picture, like, oh, what?
She tried summoning. That's what happened.
Can you just picture, like, a really intense TV show, like, closing with that as people are getting, like...
American Horror Story Coven.
Yeah, like, can't you picture that?
Mm-hmm. I'm the Supreme.
I'm the next Supreme.
Next up, we have Courtney Barnett.
Nobody really cares if you don't go to the party.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a very, very good song.
That's a good one. I love songs with obnoxiously long titles.
I know you do.
I know.
This is a girl that loves an airplane that flew over the sea. Is
and
that
the airplane over
yeah,
the
yeah,
sea?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's such
Nietzsche
a...
Malkotow. That's yeah. like a legendary album.
I'm just saying it's so like niche to like yeah. a certain genre of like indie girl.
That's like the original indie.
It is. I remember I was introduced to it in high school.
Them and the Mountain Goats.
The Mountain Goats, I can't.
They're like the original indie.
For people who don't know, Stephanie loves talking music.
Okay.
When people are just like... just speaking to a little like distorted guitar in the background.
Yeah, and they put a little like radio sound effect over top of their voice.
That, like, oh yeah.
That's also
yeah,
why yeah. I love, you know, the
front
bottom.
Like they're
bottoms.
Speaking through a telephone.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I love that.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Courtney Barnett, though, I remember the first time I heard about her, I just saw her, like her album cover, like
it was
you
beautiful,
said,
right?
Really cool.
And you're like, I'm gonna look that up because that looks
no, exactly,
cool.
Exactly.
We love some good line drawings, you know.
We love that.
I have a weakness.
I'm a little bit of a judge the book by its cover kind of thing. If you have good album
absolutely.
Art, I would assume you have a good
yeah,
album.
If your album aesthetic is good, I'm going to assume your music is like aesthetically good too.
Mm-hmm.
Not foolproof.
Only works sometimes, but
you know,
live and you learn.
Can try.
Okay, let's get into it. Courtney Barnett. Here we go. Oh, by the way, Australian singer.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, Melbourne, Australia, baby. A good one.
I know that was the first song I heard by her.
Yeah, no, I think that's the same thing for me.
Yeah, no.
We actually have like a fat playlist today.
Man, imagine trying to learn English because we all say yeah, no. Like
people are gonna go pardon. Which one?
So
is
which
it?
One?
So really, which
like,
one?
Like
imagine
it? We know. Like, which one is it?
No, beats me, man.
Like, man.
Absolutely.
English
beats
is
me.
Hard.
They say that it's one of the hardest languages to learn.
I know.
But at the same
because
time.
Because we have silent G's. I was watching in the episode of Game of Thrones where the one guy's trying to read, learn how to read.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, why is there a G in this word? And she's like, I don't know.
You know what, though? I know a lot of people that are born here that can't even speak English properly. So.
Hey.
I'm not looking at you.
No, I'm looking at the people who make up their own words.
Like what?
Like when people are like, oh, man, okay, wait, I'm really bad at slang. And there was this girl.
We get it. You're super under a rock.
No, this like, is, no. This one was weird. Mm. You know this one. Like, you know when people are like, yes, yeah, say less.
I don't like that one.
Right?
I don't like
and
that
I
one.
And I didn't know what it meant. The first time somebody said
me
it to
neither.
Me, they were like, you'll say less. And I was like, sorry? Did I, like, say something bad? Like, I literally thought they were being like, shut up. I thought that meant shut up. Because that's what one would assume when you say less.
To be honest, I'm really bad at, like, texting slang.
Oh, I know you are.
someone said to me NGL, and I didn't know, not going to lie.
Okay.
I didn't know what that meant. I read it as niggle. And I was like, what the hell is
Nigel?
That?
Nigel?
Yeah,
hey,
I
Nigel,
yeah. I was like,
who's Nigel?
Is that, like, a low-key way of saying the N-word? And I was like, dude, what the hell does that mean? Like, don't say that. And then they went, it means not gonna lie. And I went, oh. The entire time I've been reading it like that, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, are people being racist right now? You can't say that kind of stuff.
No,
And then I looked it up, and I went, I'm just stupid.
Yeah. No, that happens all the time. Ryan will say something, and I'm like.
You're like, sorry?
What does that mean?
No, I know. It still pisses me off when people use the wrong your, to,
yeah.
to.
Just, like, use full words.
Use
are we really
words.
That lazy?
Use punctuation, exclamation points,
are we really that lazy that we can't type full words?
Stephanie, I want you to sign off all of your text messages, dash, from Stephanie.
Okay, here's the thing. If you don't want to use punctuation, send them as different messages. Then it's like an automatic period.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
My parents actually, they're so
I'm actually a philosophy professor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We get it.
Okay.
My parents actually, they don't know how to like text properly. My mom just recently learned. My dad, though, he still signs all of his text messages from dad. I'm like, Dad, I know it's you. Like, I very much know it's you. Like, your number's in my phone.
That's so precious.
No, he's such a sweetie. He'll go, like, hey, my lovely daughter, comma, and then he'll, like, enter a couple times, write a paragraph, like, an actual email.
I'm going to start texting you like that every time I text you, even with all my individual ones. Going to be like, haha, Steph.
Stephanie. Don't even.
Hope you enjoy.
Okay, this next one's actually kick-ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephanie showed me this one in a car one time.
I did, because I am superior at it.
So this is where we're going to end the show. Stephanie's just rude. So this is where we ended off. No, but I remember, like, I think you were driving me home from a sleepover at your place.
I was driving you from something. I drove you home. I drove you everywhere.
You do drive me.
You should start paying me.
No, I pay you with my presence as a present.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, but the song is called Bisexual by Girlwood. There's no I, though.
I know. It's
GRL Wood. This is just like texting. Just say the word.
Yeah, no, literally.
Just say the word.
Tove Lo also has an album called Ladywood, and I feel like this is just a synonym for that.
Cinnamon.
Sorry, I'm 12.
All right, man. Let's get this started. The song's called Bisexual.
By GRL Wood.
By Girlwood.
Probably GRL said Girlwood. Let's go with Girlwood.
I mean, we'll figure it out one of these days.
Rosalie keeps missing her fade-out cues.
I keep missing my fade-out because I'm so into the song. We're having a conversation
and
over
no,
here.
No, you were just staring so intently into my eyes.
And that's exactly what I was doing. Man, that's a good song.
I know.
That's a very good song. I'm going to have really to download that on my...
box too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like give a good run.
Every single song on here, I just want to punch something.
That's the plan.
Exactly.
What good is punk music if not for that?
No, for real. And it's all women, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Powerful.
I love that.
It is so powerful.
It's... ugh. And you know what, though?
What?
It just makes it even, like, I'm speechless. You know what? I feel like punk rock, like, women singing it is even more angsty than men. It has to be. Men, what do you have to be angry about? I'm sorry. What are you mad about?
People, like, who literally, there are so many bands who, like, the punk movement started out of a very genuine place. Mm-hmm. But then you had so many people coming from, like, perfectly fine backgrounds, just, like, capitalizing off of it.
Of course.
Which, like, ruined it.
Okay. Evan was saying this last time we had our show, that Claro has her, like, fake DIY aesthetic. That's, like, the thing now, too, is, like, everyone wants to be super indie and, like, oh, I go thrifting, but, like, their parents are, like, rich and they don't have to do that. It's just the look that they're going for.
Yeah.
That's very much the punk movement, too. It's, like, some people have nothing to be...
like, the Sex Pistols. Like, they were very insane. Well, obviously, they're so successful, but... completely from capitalizing off of it.
Absolutely.
Not a good
band. You know what, though?
Sorry.
Okay, I don't like Sex Pistols either. I was a little bit worried. I didn't want to say it to, like, upset you.
I remember one time my cultural studies prof, who was super cool, was like, I hate this band.
And I don't like them at all.
Oh, I know, you're a credible man.
I mean, I feel like... I just watched the movie about Sid and Nancy, like, mm-hmm. the film. It's, like, scared the hell out of me. Sid Vicious is so creepy.
He would, like, creepy situation.
He would, like, carve the name Nancy into his chest with a razor and bleed on stage.
Yeah.
And it's, like, no one's making you do that. Like, why are you what are you doing that for? That's, like, a recipe for disease, man.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
Like, your sweat in that, too?
I don't want to think about it, dude. I don't want to think about it. You know what? It's heroin, though. He did so much heroin.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to contribute to that. Part of the reason. Oh, God. The next song is actually it goes off, but, like, I didn't expect it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I heard the song, it was on my Spotify Recommended for You. Not the, you know, the weekly playlist
they
make for you, the Discover Weekly or whatever. Yeah, and then I forgot about it, and then you put it on the playlist this morning, and I was like, oh, yeah, good freaking song. So this is The Edge of Town by Middle Kids. Do you know any other songs by them?
No.
We're good hosts. This is the only song I know about them, too. But it's pretty good, so.
Here we go.
I hope you guys like it. Edge of Town, Middle Kids. I cannot remember anything you say when the streets are talking. Yeah, they call my name and I walk a little further. So good.
She just said that twice because she forgot to.
Do not.
She forgot to unmute the microphone.
But you always have to embarrass me on air, Stephanie.
So good. And I'm like, Rosalie.
You always have to embarrass me on air. I don't like that. That's a good song, though.
It's my job to embarrass you. I'm actually your mother.
My mom doesn't embarrass me as much as you do.
I'm the mother. You should have.
Don't even.
No.
Amelia's the best.
I'm the annoying sister.
That's, you know what, more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aw. I kind of wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The next song we have might be a little bit controversial to our segment just because a dude is singing. However, I know. A male.
Oh, my God.
A male in the building. How dare he? This band is called No Vacation. They have, okay, it's 50-50 women and men in this band. And they do alternate with who's singing. Like, do you know that one song, Yam Yam?
No.
By No Vacation?
No.
If you heard it, you probably
no,
would.
No, I don't think I would. That sounds like a rememberable title.
Yam Yam.
Yam Yam.
Yeah, but no,
sounds
like
what someone would call their grandma.
Aw.
Really?
That's actually really cute.
Hey, Yam Yam.
Because it sounds like Gam Gam.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking
that's exactly
of, yeah.
What you're thinking about. Yeah, so it is a dude singing. However, 50-50 women and men in this band. And this song actually goes off, and it's my favorite song to listen to during sunny days. And it's
a sunny day.
It's a sunny day. And you know what? May I just say, spring is upon us. So
it smelled like spring today.
It really did.
You know when it smells like spring?
Yeah, it's kind of gorgeous.
It's like when I have to aggressively wipe my dog's paws after walks because everything is so muddy because the snow is melting.
I heard,
but it's a good sign.
I heard the birds this morning, and that's when I knew.
Oh my God, it's 5 degrees today.
That's hot.
That's a lie. It's cold.
I was gonna say I'm sweating. 5 degrees.
No, literally, like, it's, I saw actually, people wearing, like, dresses with, like, no tights or, like, anything, and I was like...
Today?
Canada is, yeah.
Okay, first of all...
Canada is tough.
Yesterday, during St. Patty's Day, it was cold. Day before.
Day before.
It was cold, and people were wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
They go off. Canadians go off, I guess.
Yeah, Canadians, I just think, have, like, built up.
You know what, though? It's because, like, actually, minus 30 is our winter, and we're like, ooh, we're cold. And
oh,
the moment
0 degrees is, like, gorgeous.
The moment it's in the positives, like, even 2 or 3 degrees, we're like, wow, I'm sweating.
Yeah, no, literally. We're like, oh, my God, it's too hot. Can we go back to winter?
No, nope, okay, don't even.
Anyway.
Yeah, so the next song is called Dream Girl. However, the A and the E are, they're switched.
Dream.
Dream Girl.
Dram.
So, yeah, really good song, No Vacation.
Why are they switched?
For aesthetic purposes, I guess.
That's so dumb.
They really just had to.
I need to look. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, they're very good. So I hope you guys like it. Dream Girl by No Vacation. Yeah, good song.
Fun song.
It is fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in here. Just jamming out, you know?
Exactly,
as
moshing.
As one does.
As one does.
From our chairs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a lot of songs to get through, so I'm down to just hop into the next one if
Let's
you are.
Let's jump right into it.
Strong slash enough in all caps.
Yeah. I don't know how to say this person's name, so it's up to you.
The Butcherettes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a freaking sick name.
That's a, I guess that was easy to say.
The Butcherettes.
I just didn't know if it was supposed to be with, like, a French accent.
Butcherettes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. Well, here we go.
Strong slash enough by the Butcherettes. Well, there we go.
There she be.
Strong enough by the Butcherettes.
Yes.
Every single time anything's in caps, I always just want to yell it.
No, you have to.
I have to yell it.
You have to. That's actually the law.
You know what, like, this really reminds me of, this playlist? You know the, everyone knows the store, the Black Market in downtown Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they always just are playing angry girl music whenever I go.
Oh, but there's a scary.
Yeah, no, it's actually, like, terrifying.
It's, like, scary.
It's terrifying.
Music.
You're in a basement. It's so musty.
You feel really stressed out in there.
It's always crowded, too.
My anxiety is never higher than it is, just that's a lie.
At the Black Market?
No, that's a lie. Because everything is cheap, so, like, I'm good.
No, exactly.
But it's not a welcoming place. They used to, the first time I went, they don't have this anymore. I wonder why. They had a tattoo parlor in one corner of it.
No way. Well, yeah. They have a barbershop in there.
Yeah, they also, like, in that same little, like, corner, they had, like, a person doing tattoos,
that's
too.
That's very...
And I was like, that does not seem safe to me.
First of all, it doesn't seem sanitary.
No.
Also, very bad idea.
I wonder why it's not there anymore.
That's so funny.
I know, they have a barber. So,
there's always that,
you know?
You know that one dude that's working there that always has, like, has blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always working there. Last time I went, he had a full suit of armor on.
That's fantastic.
Dope. Like, super cool.
Wow, he must be really hot, though. I don't think they have air conditioning.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I know they don't have air conditioning.
Well, they're also in a basement.
Sweat every time
they're also in a
on.
Basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's insane. I've seen them have to go through, like, all those, like, giant
bags
of clothes.
Yeah.
My goodness. They're braver than the Marines.
No, honestly.
People that work at the Black Market.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have, honestly, one of my favorite songs to just get mad at. Uh-huh. it's called Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill, and it actually goes off. So without any further ado, we're going to get into it because I can't wait any longer. I'm prepared. Are you ready, Stephanie?
Let's go, baby.
Let's do it.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
That's so badass. I actually freaking love that song. Yeah. Ah, man.
Enjoyed.
I just want to run around now.
Just run in circles in this really small
exactly,
room.
Exactly, in the tiny, tiny studio.
Just keep running in circles.
I probably will.
Do it.
You know what? Don't test me. I'll actually get right into it. This next song you put on here, Future Heroine,
I did.
By Eka Vandal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to make me punch a wall as well?
Oh, I promise you.
Oh, gosh.
The wall punched.
Punched. Okay, let's do it. Let's keep this roll going then.
Here we go. This is Future Heroine by... I can't read it from here.
Eka Vandal, baby.
Eka Vandal. Dark night, you said you saw it in the star. Did you enjoy that?
That was a freaking good one also.
Yay.
Yeah, no.
I love validation.
Exactly. No, that was really, really good. Next up, though, The Runaways.
Mm-hmm.
How iconic. Classic. How iconic. So I'm going to go off a little bit about this band. They are the first ever 70s all-girl rock band to make a major impression on the public by playing their loud-ass, straight-up rock music, baby. Members were all teenagers in or fresh out of high school, which is actually insane.
That's insane.
It's pretty nuts.
Imagine being that.
I don't know if I could.
No, that would kind of make me sad.
Yeah.
No, it's okay, guys. We can't compare situations, you know?
It's insane also because they were all learning to play their instruments when they started out, which is hilarious. Like
We could do that.
We could have done that.
Man, we can do that.
But yeah,
let's just get angry on
that's
stage.
That's what I'm saying. That ties actually really much into their raw sound. So, I mean, it kind of just worked for their aesthetic, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, went hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
Their manager, Kim Fowley, really did a bad job in marketing and managing them, selling them to be sexualized as adolescent fantasies and not taking them seriously since, at the time, rock was a very male-dominated genre. He would make the, like, force a lot of the time the band members to, you know, do photo shoots, like, very, very sexual photo shoots or wear lingerie and stay on stage, which could actually be empowerment if you look at it that way. But at the same time, these girls were minors. And they're being told by...
If they want to do that, then yeah.
At the same time, they're being told by this old dude...
But trying to
like, wear that stuff on stage, all this garbage.
An old guy trying to capitalize off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
And it really, like, a lot of the rock critics of the time and other bands didn't take them seriously for that fact. Yeah, very much saying that they weren't legit. They were just, like, a marketing scheme, like, a ploy to kind of, like, sexualize women in the rock genre that no one was really touching. So, yeah, but all in all, The Runaways gave women the motivation to get angry and play their guitars as loud as they could. Cherry Bomb, which is what we're going to be playing, is their biggest hit off their self-titled album, The Runaways. And this is where guitarist Joan Jett had her first step into the music world, and we can all say we're thankful for that.
I can't believe she learned to play the guitar, like,
during their time. Yeah, well, she knew how to play beforehand, but, like, they weren't experts at all.
No, she's
no.
kind of...
They were very much amateur musicians, and they made it.
So many bands are like that, though.
No, for
sure.
It's
actually insane. Like, so many famous musicians never, like, took lessons or anything. They just kind of did it.
I mean, yeah, but there's, like, a difference.
A lot of self-taught,
though. Like, you think about, like, Jimmy Page or, like, even Jimi Hendrix. Like, they were, like, professional. Like, even self-taught or not, like, they're professional. But
yeah.
They were professionals by the time they made it big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is, like, so it's rare to see, like, a band that's very... ultimateguitar.com musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Like me.
Love that.
Like, actually, though. So that's pretty much what it is.
Shout out to Ultimate Guitar.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, let's get into it.
Let's
Cherry Bomb. So good.
So good.
Dude. I was just saying to Stephanie, they used to party with Alice Cooper and stuff like that. Imagine being, like, what, 16?
18, 17?
16, 17, not even, like, minor. Like, 16, 17.
That's wild. I
would
be terrified.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. Like, you know what, though? Even pop artists, they're young.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber started at, what, 14, for example?
I feel like younger.
But this is a different demographic, though.
This is much different. This is a heavier, scary.
Yeah. The actual movie, what is it called? The Runaways?
It's called The Runaways.
Yeah, who's Dakota Fanning and Kristen Stewart are in it, and it's actually a pretty good movie.
I watched it when it first came out. I don't remember it.
When I first watched it, it took me like a while. Like I first watched it and I couldn't finish it because I kind of got boring, and then I watched the full thing through.
That's what I remember. I remember it being boring.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. But yeah. Interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there it was. The Runaways. Definitely check out their self-titled album. They're super badass. They have a bunch of other good ones. So yeah, definitely check them out.
Next, we're gonna be playing a song from Paramore.
Paramore.
Everyone, give me some more of that, Paramore.
Oh.
That was so bad.
That was the worst one you've ever done on air.
Paramore, more like Paraless. I'm sorry. No, I love them.
I actually don't know this band. I only know that one song that was on the radio, Still Into You. That was literally it.
This, like, we're playing the song Crush, 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 which is from their 2007, I believe, album Riot, which is, I had that CD when it first came out, and I was obsessed with it, and I was obsessed with them. Like, they were my favorite band until...
Was she not Seen?
Yeah.
Was that her aesthetic was Seen?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that throws us back a little bit. I remember that.
Yeah. They were my favorite band until maybe, like, grade 9.
Oh, my God, you know what I have to play on here is Lights. Remember Lights?
Yeah, I remember. Never liked her, but sure.
February Air Baby, hell yeah. That's just like, that like encapsulates the Scene vibe for me. Paramore had the red hair, wasn't that her?
Yeah. Her name is not Paramore.
Whatever.
Hayley Williams.
The girl, and I'm just saying Paramore was the one with the girl that had the red hair.
Hayley Williams.
Spiky, whatever. Insane.
Not spiky.
No?
No.
Was it the side bang?
For a while, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. During like this album, yes.
That's a look. Did you ever want that hair?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted it.
I really wanted it. And I'm so glad I wasn't allowed to have it.
No, my mom said no so quickly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm really happy about it.
Well, you speak highly. I'm excited to hear this. I've only ever heard that one song, so.
Well, here we go. This is Crush, Crush, Crush from their album Riot.
I'm ready to get blown away. How 2000s.
Very 2000s.
Like, very
2000s. Progressive
2000s. That was insane. I was really taken back.
Progressive late 2000s.
The next song we have here, because we are running out of time and we have a million more to go through, is the song Cruel to Be Kind by Letters to Cleo. And the first time I ever heard this song was in the iconic movie 10 Things I Hate About You, which is a masterpiece.
I thought that's what love was when I first watched it.
I'd say so.
This is what love is going to be like.
Every single rom-com is kind of a She's All That parody. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that was a She's All That vibe as well. Like, you made a bet. Like, that entire, like, premise.
You
made a bet
and
then you fell in love with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's
all of them.
So many. There's one that's coming out that I don't want to name because it's embarrassing that I know about it, but we've talked about it.
After?
Yeah.
Ugh. that was on Wattpad?
Wattpad.
A fanfic that became a movie. A book and then a movie.
Book, series, and then a movie. So pretty much 50 Shades of Grey. But it's the premise of She's All That.
Oh my goodness. Everything is.
Yeah. You can't believe it was just a bet. You lied to me. And then he's like, my love for you was never a lie.
There it is. You know what?
Though? I never lied about loving you.
10 Things I Hate About You, though, was a very good movie.
Oh, so good.
Heath Ledger in it, first of all. Moment of silence. Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
He's everything I want in a man. Patrick Verona from 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm-hmm. Everything I want
that's
in a man.
What I thought love would be. And when I was young and I watched that, I was like, oh, I can't wait to have a boyfriend. He's going to be just like that.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in there as well,
who's another one of my biggest celebrities. He's in everything.
He should be in everything.
He's in everything.
I love him for it. We'll Throw It Rock from the Sun, he was in as well when he was a baby.
He was.
He was a small one.
Small boy.
Yeah, but my actual two biggest celebrity crushes is Heath Ledger and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And the fact that they were together in that movie.
Gorgeous.
Insane. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the movie that he buys her a Fender Strat and just puts it in her car? Isn't that the dream right there?
Isn't that the dream?
I wish a boy would buy me a guitar. Any boys listening out there want to take me out on a date, buy me a Fender. It's a good way to start. So, yeah, here it is. Cruel to Be Kind by Letters to Cleo.
good. I love the 2000s.
We love the 2000s.
Where's only. My pink Sony Walkman?
Oh, my goodness. That was a time.
Yeah.
I miss that.
That indeed was a time. I love facts.
Now I really need to go home and watch 10 Things I Hate About You
for the millionth time. Oh, I don't want to ruin my day.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to be sad if I watch it.
Are you going to be... Oh.
Because I have high expectations.
What do you mean?
Like, where's Heath Ledger? Oh, never mind.
No, Stephanie. How could you say that? Moment of silence for real. Rip. Rip. Heath Ledger.
It makes me want to go back to high school, and that's embarrassing.
Kate, first of all, the high school that they went to was an actual castle.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember it?
And I'm like, wait, we don't have that?
They were living in San Francisco. You know how expensive it is
to live in? San Francisco.
Was it San Francisco? No, it was Seattle. San Francisco. No, it was Seattle.
Okay.
Imagine just being...
That's why I'm like, man, I want to go...
Just being a high schooler in Seattle.
I can make this my high school life.
Upper middle class.
Like, I've never in my life wanted to go back to high school, and I watched this, and I'm like, I can make this my life.
Imagine. That would have been freaking awesome. So this next song is called Next Stop by Bleached. I actually added this to the playlist this morning. It's just like a very good, like, you know, punk girl song.
Love it.
So
all we need.
All we need. So we're going to get into it. This is Next Stop by Bleached.
This is, like, entirely making me feel like I'm in 2007.
I kind of love that. I want to go outside and see people with mohawks.
Where's my black Sony boombox,
That's
baby?
What I'm saying. You know what's so weird, though? One time I went to San Francisco. I actually did, though. And everyone there, it was insane. When I was walking down downtown, everyone had, like, a different era of, like, dressing. I saw a lot of 90s punk. Like, people that had the mohawks that were, like, spiked up and shaved at the sides with, like, platform boots, red plaid pants. And then I saw some people with, like, straight-up froze, flare pants, like, 70s vibes. Super weird.
Just all the centuries in one street.
Dude, eclectic community. That lots of homeless people in poverty, though, too.
Oh.
So that's terrible.
I will not continue my sentence.
What are you going to say?
Don't worry about it.
San Fran's also really insane. Have you ever been there?
No.
The hills?
I'd like to.
We should.
It's one of the most... I don't know what they call it, but it's, like, one of the most friendly places for people with disabilities.
That's so nice.
Because of all the hills.
That's actually kind of crazy, though.
All the stores have, like, ramps.
That's true. But also, the hills are, like, really whack. My mom's friend was driving us around, and the hills are so steep, I thought the car was going to fall backwards.
I would not.
It was scary.
That's, like, there's hills in Greece that are like that, too, where we literally have to, like, have to go back, and we have to, like, power up. Like,
yeah.
And we have to try multiple times
sometimes. And God forbid you're driving a standard, you're finished.
Oh, we are.
You're finished.
Wait, no. What's the one that you...
Standard.
Yeah, no. That's what we drive in Greece.
Yeah, usually in Europe, that's what they have.
So you have to, like...
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You have to really go for it.
You have to go for it. You have to get a running start.
It's seriously insane. The next one is Carole King.
Carole King.
If you want to go off.
Sweet Angel.
Mm-hmm.
So this song, I Feel the Earth Moves, is... Sorry, I can't speak.
You know what? Before you keep going,
yeah.
This is the one song that's not punk on the playlist.
No, yeah.
So it's good that we're giving the audience a 3-minute break?
Yeah.
To kind of just relax.
We're going to relax. We're going to get into the vibe that is Carole King's Tapestry. This song is from her legendary album Tapestry, which held the record most weeks at number one by a female artist for over 20 years.
Ooh.
Right?
Good.
She's one of the most female successful songwriters of all time.
One of the most female?
Successful females.
You know what? She's the most female out of all the other ones. Female. Up there.
She co-wrote over 118 Billboard Hot 100
Holy
songs
shizze.
Between 1955 and 1999.
Are you for serious?
I'm for serious, buddy.
Imagine being that talented.
She was like a songwriter before she started like doing her own music.
Good for her. My goodness.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Over 118.
Oh my God.
I don't even have 118 friends. Who has 118 friends?
I don't have 118.
That was a bad example.
I don't have
to
118
use.
Anything.
Yeah, no, that was 118
money?
Of
Nuh-uh.
Anything bad. Anyway, here's I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King.
Let's get into it. Ugh, that was a good break.
Love some good Carole King.
I actually really needed that.
Hey, we were never a bad time for Carole King.
No, that's completely correct. We were punking so hard. We needed like a little bit of an ease.
Can I just put
my disdain out there for what I just saw.
Oh, no.
Riverdale, the worst show.
It's so bad.
Like, I could write and produce a better show.
You know what?
And act in a better show.
It's so terrible because, like, it could have had so much potential. It had
so much potential when
the first season wasn't bad.
No, the first two episodes especially, mm-hmm. I was like, so much potential. It's only slightly, like, different, which was good. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, hey, let's call drugs. What did they call it? It was some really stupid name.
What are you talking about?
They called drugs, like, some really stupid name.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I don't watch it enough to know.
But it was so dumb, and that's when I stopped watching it. They called it, like, I don't know. It was something that you could not take seriously. Anyway, but they're doing a Heather's musical-themed episode. And how dare you respect...
A musical theme?
How dare you disrespect the Heathers like that?
That's terrible.
How dare you disrespect Heathers and the Heathers musical like that?
I just remember seeing this one tweet, and it was, okay, I don't know if this is spoilers or not, so if it is...
Who cares?
Whatever. It's Riverdale. Are you really going to be that
nothing
mad?
Nothing is real, like, you know?
Archie was in jail, and then the cheerleading squad came while they were outside at, like, the pen area where, like, yeah. There's, like, grass and stuff. Yeah. They were, like, doing a cheerleading dance outside of it so Archie could see. And then I'm pretty sure the caption of the tweet was like, this proves that I don't know what's going on in Riverdale anymore.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I need to find what they call the drugs. Because, they call the drugs Jingle Jangle. How are you supposed to take them seriously when they're like, oh, we have to find who's selling this Jingle Jangle?
First of all,
I could start a whole podcast.
Who did KJ Apa like this? KJ Apa's a phenomenal actor.
Who did Netflix like this? He's so bad.
No, I'm saying I love KJ Apa for his personality terrible. And his face. He's a gorgeous man. He also listens to Third Eye Blind, and I love Third Eye Blind, and everyone makes fun of me for it. So for that, I stan him so hard.
Okay, but
also, Cole Sprouse is in it. Who else is in it? Cammy Mendez, and then...
They're all so bad.
The girl, though, the one who's
dating... The blonde one.
What's her freaking
name? She's good.
What's her actual... Lily Reinhart. Yeah. Mama
she
Mia Pizzeria.
Is the only one who, like, makes the terrible content
I'm saying,
watchable.
Like, her personality, though. Like, she's actually, like, really funny.
Oh, she's a really cool person.
She's really awesome.
But, like, yeah, I know her personally. Just kidding.
Yeah, we're friends.
she's the only one that's a decent actor, though, and it's really terrible. And I feel, who did her like that, you know?
No. You know what? I had a lot of faith in Cole Sprouse as well, and then this new movie that's coming out with him in it, Five Feet Apart.
Stop.
I don't know.
Enough.
Like...
We've seen it.
Wasn't that not Fault in Our Stars?
Yes.
I don't want to make a judgment because I haven't seen the movie.
I don't know. I haven't even seen the trailer.
But at the same time, the trailer enough was for me to go,
yeah.
Same with that one other movie. Frick. Who was in it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like when that girl was sick and she had to stay inside her home because like her immune system was so low that she couldn't leave her home.
Oh, man.
The guy from Kings of Summer was in it. And
I know,
the girl that played Rue in the Hunger Games was in it.
Oh,
she
that's
was
not
also,
what I'm talking about then.
What were you thinking about? It's like the same word twice.
I don't know. But there was another one that it was a book and then made into a movie. And I read the book.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm talking about.
No, it's not. It has the girl from Bates Motel and something else.
Okay, I actually need to, like, Google this right now because it's going to piss me off what other movie this
is. I can't think of what this... Apparently, there's a lot that have the exact same premise because...
Everything.
That sounds like a stupid
name. Yeah, no, it's the same thing where it's like, oh, my God, I can't see you. But we can, like, have this forbidden romance.
I want to know what this one that I'm talking about is called because it was actually pretty good.
We're making fun of it for, like, 20 minutes. And you're like, actually,
no. But this one was pretty good.
What was it?
I'm trying to find it.
You know what? Figure it out.
Okay. I am. What are we playing next, buddy?
The Jeopardy music while you figure this out. Okay, next up we have a cover of Lola originally by the Kinks. Okay.
Good choice.
This time it's this band called The Raincoats, who is as well a 90s punk girl band. This is actually their most listened to song on Spotify. Super, super sick. Lola's a really good song originally, but they do a really awesome cover of it. So here we go.
I'm excited to hear it.
This is a cover of Lola by The Raincoats. Good cover of it. I feel like we could also do it.
We could do better, dare I say.
Ooh, Raincoats, if you're listening, hold on to your wigs. So, okay, we have two more songs, and then we're off. We have Snail Mail next up.
Yes, this song.
Mm-hmm.
I had never listened to it before, but it was on my work playlist, and I was like, this is good. So,
it's a sad one, but she's really beautiful.
But it kind of sounds like happy.
Every single dude I've ever spoken to said they have a major crush on the lead singer of Snail Mail.
Just cute.
Which I completely understand.
I understand.
She's also our age.
That's
98,
sad.
I'm pretty sure. What's her name? Hello, Jordan. That's not her name. What's her full name? Do you see it?
No, I can't read.
It just says Jordan began her classical guitar training.
Well, her name is Jordan.
I guess her name's Jordan. No, yeah, she's super freaking awesome. And she's really beautiful and she's talented, which is, I guess, nice.
Anyway, here's...
Let's get in it.
Heat Wave by Snail Mail.
Heat Wave. I always think about that one song. What? Supremes? Love is like a heat wave?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was when you first put it on here, but here we go. Snail Mail. Snail Mail.
Snail Mail.
Snail Mail Heat Wave. That was a good one. So this has been episode 8 of From Venus.
Happy birthday to us.
How many more
Happy
weeks?
8th birthday.
We only have 2 more weeks after this
that's
one.
That's so sad.
Oh, man. This has been a fun... We'll be finishing on number 10.
We are. Oh, that's good.
Whoa. That's awesome. Sounds good, man. Well, thank you for everyone that was listening to this week's episode. We're going to be leaving you with No Doubts, Just a Girl, which is, I'd say, like a really good punk song that makes you want to punch a wall.
Uh-huh. It does.
Exactly. So, let's sign off. I'm Rosalie.
I'm Steph.
Thank you for listening to From Venus, and we're going to be ending off with Just a Girl by No Doubt, Queen Gwen Stefani.
No Doubt, No Doubt, No Doubt.
No Doubt, No Doubt, No Doubt. Noice.